I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A curious case has erupted in Pakistan, a call for the arrest of 100 people, men and women, after mixed prayers during a funeral. The funeral was held for Azma Jahangir, a well-known lawyer and activist in the country, and is possible one motivation for the potential arrests is political. FMI's Bruce Allen.
There would be some prominent people perhaps arrested there because of the status of this woman who had died, and many prominent people, whether lawyers like herself or politicians or other people who rub shoulders with her, and she was a highly respected woman, attended. So it will be interesting to see what the outcome is.
Please pray. Situations like this can affect the outcome of other blasphemy cases. Find the details at missionnews.org. And Compassion Sunday is right around the corner. During this annual event, child sponsors through Compassion International share with their churches how the program works and invite others to sponsor a child too. Matt Monberg of Compassion says children in Compassion's sponsorship program are more likely to finish their education, get a good job, and become a church or community leader. The holistic care enacted through the local church has an impact both physically and spiritually.
Sponsorship becomes a way in which you're helping a local church in that child's context to provide those earthly needs while at the same time offering them the opportunity to hear the gospel.
Compassion Sunday is April 29th. To learn more and find your place in the story, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.